Yeah, Danny, hi.
Hello, Mark.
I've got to be honest with you, mate. I want to have a real pop at you tonight.
Go on, go on. Well, they're going to let these tuna in hopes to liven up an otherwise dull show. Yeah, go on.
Well, last week I was coming back from Wembley from the game. Now, yeah. I don't want to talk about the match itself. I want to talk about the comments that you made about Matt Letizia.
Yeah.
I'm a season ticket holder at Southampton.
Yeah.
I've seen Letizia things that you could only dream about.
Well,
seeing
he's okay.
About his performance. I mean, let's put it in clarity here. Yeah. He was on for only 60 minutes. He created the only two clear-cut chances we had all night.
And missed them both.
Against what is unquestionably, arguably...
And Zola? Zola, what did he do with his one clear-cut chance, Zola?
Yeah, okay, Zola took it very well. I mean, even though there was a slight deflection. Yeah. But what you've got to understand, Danny, is the difficulty of even making a clear-cut chance of any kind against the Italians.
As you listened to me last week, what I said is that what we did there, it wasn't about Italy last week. Of course Italy are a good side. Of course Italy are going to do what they did.
Yeah.
It was about England. And England, from being a side which people feared, suddenly become this bunch of hopefuls again. It was a vanity match. I don't want to go into last week again.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about Letizia. It was about Glenn Hoddle. It was entirely wrong. It was a fiasco of the first half. And Matt Letizia, who might have had his chance to shine, did have a couple of chances, missed them both. And at the high level, this is it. This was the World Cup. This wasn't some friendly. This weren't the trolls, probables be possible. Sorry, Matt. You've had your chance. You've had a couple of chances, actually. That's it. You're a lazy bastard, as I said last week.
Yeah, but you see, this is the thing. I mean, you come on national radio, and okay, it's your show. You can say what you want.
Absolutely.
The fact of the matter is, fact of the matter is that you you use a swear word four times in connection with arguably the most skillful player in England.
No, he's not.
There's a lot of young people listening.
Oh, shut up with this, will you? It's called a...
Stop
this moralistic trash about there are young kids listening. This is not 606, all right? I'm a bleeding good broadcaster. I know exactly what I'm doing. And if you don't like it, don't start losing your metaphysical argument and start saying, by the way, don't give me a moral outrage. Go listen to another station, right? Because this show is going to be like this, and if they don't like it, that's the end of it.
The fact of the matter is that he's England's most skillful footballer.
He's
you can deny it if
he
you like. We've got
to
have a player like that in the side to break down a side like the Italians.
Because he couldn't break that. If it had been another 3 hours, he couldn't have broken down the Italians. Italians, after 10 minutes, looked at him and thought, okay, he's a very good middle-ranking kind of, but he's not going to do anything against us. He was in their pocket after 5 minutes.
What about Hoddle's post-match comment a few days after when he said that if he'd had the chance to do the whole thing again, the only thing he would have done differently would have been to keep Letizia on for the whole 90 minutes?
Well, yeah, but he's going to say that, Glenn Hoddle, isn't he? Of course he's going to say that.
Well, that was the only thing that he said he would have done differently.
Yeah, because
when he had a chance to
this
see
exactly
the video again.
This is exactly like the Andy Cole argument again. When the Man United supporters get on the terraces, the first thing they do is get more behind Andy Cole than you could possibly imagine. He gets the ball, he scores a goal. Because what he's going to stonewall it. If you remember Graham Taylor, after a pull, and that's why I said he was just like Graham Taylor last week, because he's stubborn and he didn't even have the good grace afterwards to say, yep, I mucked that up. He went to the other extreme and stonewalled it. And the one thing everyone was pointing to, the Letizia connection, he stonewalled it and said, no, in fact, I'd have done more. And that, because that gives an air of confidence. In fact, the man was floundering. It was a lousy decision. It's generally agreed that England, from being quite a strong side last week, were a fiasco. They didn't know what they looked like. They didn't frighten the Italians. It wasn't about Italy. It was about England.
So if you were Glenn Hoddle, you wouldn't play England's most skillful footballer. That's
no,
what you're saying.
I would not. I don't, because the fact you say, as a Southampton season ticket holder, he's England's most skillful footballer, I think is a nonsense.
All right, who is then?
Paul Gascoigne is. Because you know why? After 5 minutes, if you know what Letizia's game is going to be like. Apart from the shots he can do out of nowhere, the thing is his head can drop, and he is a lazy bee, if you don't like the word, all right? I apologise. But what he does is, but Paul Gascoigne, you don't know. As I said last week, he's got the chaos theory. He has sweat, he has invention, he has things out of nowhere. Matt Letizia is in a long line of players who have fantastic reputations, but when push comes to shove, they can't do it.
Danny, do you remember the 1970 World Cup and that shot that Pelé had from the halfway line when the goalkeeper did the goal kick
and
it nearly went back?
Yeah.
The only English player I've ever seen, Matt Letizia, do that against QPR, who went half a yard over the bar, would have been the best goal.
Football is not about big, long shots.
It's about doing things exceptional, Danny, to break down a
It's like doing things exceptional, and it's being about hard work, and it's about doing things that aren't exceptional as well, occasionally, because otherwise it's just a firework display. All anyone ever says, Matt Letizia, 50-yard shot, but as equally as met unused, he's flying in the face of all the evidence. If you don't say, yeah, and there have been games when he simply hasn't been there, and last, no, we can't afford to have a Matt Latizzi who may or may not do it against the Italian.
So and Ferdinand did nothing in the 25 minutes. He was on Shearer. £15 million did nothing in the whole game.
It was not threatening. And Shearer, I believe, would have been... As I say, would you heard all the Italians the next day saying, sure, yeah, Shearer, but unless you've got old... I don't want to get pulled back in the last week's thing again, despite the night being a lousy bunch of calls, but Les Ferdinand alongside, they all ran away and said, great, he's not playing. Not one of them, I suppose, said, oh, no, that Letizia is playing. And he never will. Other players are simply not frightened of him. You can be in awe of his reputation, but reputations get you nowhere when you're playing against the Italians. And he was no more exceptional than any bunch of players playing in the Serie A. And the fact is, he hasn't even got the unpredictability of a Gascoigne, or I think two or three other players, even a Beckham who didn't have a good game. But it wasn't even about Letizia, it wasn't about Beckham. It was actually, I think it should not be deflected, it was a personal disaster for the manager. And when you've got cutaways of him sitting there, when you've got the Italian fella shouting and hollering, and you've got a bit of passion going on there, which is maybe why this show sometimes gets thick, you have a bit of passion going for it, you get that going on down on the touchline, and then you cut up to old Glenn sitting there with Glenn Roeder making a couple of notes, that's when alarm bells start ringing, and that is why people like the TGA get in the ear. Because it may be if he gets his chance again, he won't be so casual about it.